Anchorage's Chamber of Commerce luncheon guests were given a briefing on the progress of the Kinnickarm Bridge project by Michael Foster, who was appointed to the Kinnickarm Bridge and Transportation Authority Board in 2009. Foster has 20 years' experience in engineering and design and heads his own company, Michael L. Foster and Associates.
When do we expect to start construction? Well, our anticipation is 2014. It's only about 2 years from now. The second question we have is, how much time will it save me in commuting? And my response is, it is not being built for today's traffic. It's being built for tomorrow's traffic. And so if you live in Palmer or Wasilla, more than likely you're still going to take the Glen.
But plans to move forward are hinging on the state Senate's approval of HB 158, which creates a Kinnickarm Crossing Fund, which obligates the state to pay any private partner in the project toll revenue shortfalls in the initial years after bridge construction is complete. The bill passed the House in the last days of this year's session. Foster presented population figures indicating growth projections for the Matanuska Valley to 2035. 2010 census figures project a jump from 89,000 to 190,000, although UAA's Institute of Social and Economic Research figures indicate 80,000 to 179,000.
2035. Now, these are the real telling numbers. And as I said earlier, the bridge is not being built for today's traffic, although today's traffic will use it. It's being built for the future. You know, you can argue whether the Mat-Su Borough is going to go to 160,000 or 190,000, and to me that's kind of noise. It shows there's significant growth in the Mat-Su area, there's significant growth in the South Central area.
He said the Glen Highway is at carrying capacity today. Kinnick Bridge financing and construction is to be achieved through a partnership between the state and private investors.
We expect it to take 3 or 4 years to build. It is a private partnership. So we expect it to be a 3 or 4 year construction window. The initial cost for the two-lane deck is about $715 million. And we go to the four-lane deck, it's about another $115 million. So about an $830 million project.
According to Foster, three private sector companies are on the short list for the bridge project: Cook Inlet Passage Partners, North Star Mobility Group, and Alaska Infrastructure Access Partners.
What's their risk? Their risk is financing it. They bring the finance to the table. State of Alaska doesn't finance it. They bring basically close to $1 billion worth of finance to the table. $1 billion, which frees up $1 billion of other state money for other highway stuff. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer.
The state's risk lies in toll revenues. If there's no traffic on the bridge, the state loses money. But Foster says no bridge use is unlikely, and projections could be $4.8 billion in revenues for the state in 35 years, and more than $14 billion in 60 years. Conversely, Jamie Kenworthy, who heads a group opposed to Kubota, says the numbers used by Kubota are inflated.
There's just so many unanswered questions, and they've done no stress analysis as of what happens if the toll projection doesn't show up. They're asking the state to bear all that risk, and legislators in sober moments were leery of that.
Kenworthy says that's why the Senate did not pass the reserve fund legislation this year.
There's just incredible over-optimization of what the expected traffic and toll is. And it was basically a blank check. And that's why the Senate chose not to act on the bill that would have given an unlimited guarantee to any contract Kubota would sign with a consortium.
Foster says if the reserve fund does gain legislative approval, the state could gain about $9 billion over 60 years that could be used for transportation projects statewide. He says Kubota is in the draft procurement stage, including work on a draft request for proposals. Further progress rests on the Senate's approval of the reserve fund legislation recently approved by the House. I'm Ellen Lockyer.